see. Now, can I pass back another minute? Oh, it's all right. You can have just a moment off, but sit down. I want everybody to come very close because I've got something very precious in this box that you'll need to come close to see. So, I have it here. But, first of all, I'm just going to read you a tiny little bit from the Bible. And we've already heard the story because it's when Elijah called Elisha. And I'm moving my box because they're going to nick it in a minute. So, it says, Elijah went and found Elisha. He was ploughing with 12 yoke of oxen. I think that means 24. That's a lot of oxen. And Elisha was driving the 12th pair. Elijah went up to him and threw his cloak around him. Elisha left his oxen and ran after Elijah, but he said, let me kiss my mother and father goodbye, and then I will come with you. So Elijah said, okay, go back. So he left him and went back. He took his oxen and he killed them, which are not very nice, but that's what they did. And he burnt them and he burnt his plough and he gave the meat to the people to eat. And then he set out to become Elijah's assistant. Now, it's very important that we have somebody to follow us. And I've got a little story of something that happened this summer, and it concerns what is in this box. And when we were at New Wine, when we were at New Wine, we were in this huge tent with like 10,000 other people. And the person at the front said, you need to turn to somebody near you and share a word from God for them. That's a bit scary when you're surrounded by 10,000 people you don't know to tell them something that you think God is saying to them. And the lady behind me tapped me on the shoulder and she said, earring. I thought, that's a funny word from God. What on earth does that mean? I wasn't wearing any earrings. What does it mean? She said, no, God definitely said the word earring. So I thought about it, and the only thing I could think of was that Isabel, just the week before, had her ears pierced, and she was going to be needing some earrings. And then I thought about something else. And in this box is a pair of earrings. Now you see these earrings? These earrings were given to me by my grandmother. And they were given to her by her grandmother. These earrings are over 100 years old. They're very, very old. And they were from my great-great-grandmother. And what I thought that God was saying when he gave me this funny word, earring, is that we have to pass things on. That when we hear good news, when we hear about Jesus and what he can do for us, when God tells us something, we have to pass it on. And Elijah had to pass on everything that God had taught him to Elisha. And then Elisha had to pass on the things that he was taught to somebody else. Because if he didn't, the people wouldn't have known about how much God loved them. And it says in the Bible, in lots and lots of places, that we have to pass things on. I'm going to pop those back in the box. They're very precious. And it says early on in the Bible that we have to tell our children everything. We have to talk to you about God's laws when we're at home, when we're walking along the road, when you're lying down in bed. We have to tell you about what God wants and how much he loves you. And it says in the Psalms, David wrote, that we won't hide things from our children. We will tell them, the next generation, about the things that the Lord has done. So they will tell the children who come after them. And in lots of other places, the Bible tells us to tell the children and tell the next generation. So if Elijah hadn't told Elisha all that God had done, if he hadn't called him, then maybe Elisha wouldn't have become the great prophet that he was. So you have to listen to the things that you are told about Jesus, all the things that God says to you in prayers, and you have to be bold, you have to be brave, and you have to pass it on. And sometimes it's easier to keep things hidden. Like my earrings, I mightn't really want to pass them on to Isabel one day. I might just want to keep them for myself in a box. But one day, I'll pass them on. And just like that, you have to pass these precious things on. You have to pass on how much Jesus loves you to your friends in school, in your clubs, in brownies, in scouts, wherever you go. You have to pass it on. So Lord, we do want to sing your praises. We want to tell your praises. We want to go out from this place, Lord, and be bold in passing the good news on to people. We want to praise you to other people. But Lord, we ask that you would bless us now as we leave this place. Be with every one of us as we go to our homes, as we go to work, as we go to school next week. Be with us, Lord, we pray. Amen. And we'll just say a last prayer together. The words are going to come on the screen. And we're going to bless each other as we say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.